You're fired, Aaron.
Okay.
You sound crushed.
Going to the bar.
Yeah.
Fire hot.
What?
My phone just suddenly said fire hot.
It did.
That was weird.
It's time to drop the puck on the sports trivia face-off. You have downloaded season number 3, episode number 5 of the Sports Trivia Face-Off. My name is Brent. I will be one of your fantastic hosts today. The other fantastic host is Aaron. Aaron, how are you this morning?
80% or so. The Whole Foods that's been under construction behind my apartment opened on Thursday. So there are a lot more SUVs in my neighborhood than there were last week, and I kind of hate it.
Do any of them use your turn signal?
I think that, well, maybe. I was too busy watching to make sure they didn't hit me to pay attention where they were. Because they're so tall.
We are here with a returning guest and a first-time guest. Our returning guest is Scott. Scott, how are you this morning?
Doing wonderfully. Thanks for having me again.
And our new guest is Rob. Rob, could you tell us a little bit about yourself, please?
I am friends with Aaron. I got the call to play the game. I said yes. And here I am.
Yay.
How do you feel about sports?
mixed, very mixed. I like sports, don't like the leagues, but you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah, I can understand that. That's kind of the way I view the Olympics. And now that we know the players, here's how we play the game.
Here are the rules for the Sports Trivia Face-Off. Each player will get a chance to answer 5 questions in a category they choose. If they answer correctly, they get 10 points. If not, their opponent can answer on the rebound for 5 points. Twice per game, a player may challenge his opponent to answer a question first for 10 points, but the opponent can answer correctly for 15 points. 2 intermission questions are worth up to 20 points, and we will explain the shootout once we get there.
All right, Rob, I'm going to give you the honor of calling the toss of the coin. Would you like heads or tails?
Heads it is.
Hey, Google, flip a coin.
It's tails.
Tails. So, Scott, you have won the coin toss. You can either play or pass the first period questions. That'll determine what happens in the second period. And whoever's trailing will go first in the third period. Scott, your categories to choose from are... Zed's dead, baby. Zed's dead. Miserable sad sacks or YMCA?
I can't pass up Zed's dead, baby.
These are 5 questions about Z things in sports, or Zed things if you're listening north of the border.
Okay.
Number 1, in which FIFA World Cup was Zinedine Zidane ejected for headbutting Marco Materazzi?
2014
is incorrect, Rob.
Was it 2012?
It was not. It was 2006.
Oh. Man, it's been that long ago.
So no points on that one. Yeah, it has been a long time. Fun flies when you're doing time. Number 2, back to Scott. Though he had help from Tristan Thompson and Shaquille O'Neal at times, what Lithuanian was LeBron's go-to center for most of his time spent with the Cavaliers?
Zildjurnas Ilgauskas.
Thank you for getting that correct so I didn't have to try and pronounce it. That's 10 points for you. We are absent of flavor text for this whole category, so we'll just cruise right along to number 3. Winning an Olympic gold medal, the World Championship, and the Stanley Cup makes one a member of the Triple Gold Club. What player joined this club in 2008 with the Red Wings after Sweden won the other 2 competitions 2 years earlier?
I will challenge.
Rob, you have been challenged.
Oh, boy. The only hockey player that I can name is Heinrich Stenson. But I don't think that's right.
No, that is incorrect. We were looking for Henrik Zetterberg.
Heinrich Stenson?
When you said Heinrich, I'm like, cool, he's going to get
them. I'm sitting here like, no way. No fucking way. No way.
Number four, back to Scott. Despite being a great pitcher, Zach Greinke seems to get traded every couple years. With what team did he begin his Major League Baseball career? The place he spent seven seasons before first being traded away to the Brewers.
Was it the Rockies?
The Rockies is incorrect. Rob?
Is it the Pirates?
Pirates is also incorrect. The answer is the Kansas City Royals.
I knew it was West.
And now I'm going to have that Blessed Lord song in my head. Number five, in football, the Z receiver is a wide receiver that lines up for a play in what unexpected place? Scott, that's to you.
That is the slot?
That's not what we have as the answer, so I'm going to go ahead and call that incorrect. Rob?
Okay.
Is it under the line?
That's also incorrect. We're looking for off the line of scrimmage.
Oh, okay.
Rob, we are to you. You have to choose between miserable sad sacks and YMCA.
Let's go with YMCA.
YMCA. I was hoping somebody would pick this one. These are five questions about the ultimate young male Christian athlete, Tim Tebow.
Oh, boy.
Number one, on January 8th, 2012, the NFL was excited because they finally got to exhibit their new overtime rules. The broadcasters went in depth to talk about all the various scenarios that could happen. But Tim Tebow ended up tossing an 80-yard touchdown to Demaryius Thomas on the first play of overtime to send the Broncos into the next round of the playoffs, while what squad got sent home?
Wasn't the Chiefs, was it?
It was not the Chiefs, Scott.
The Raiders.
Raiders is also incorrect. We're looking for the Pittsburgh Steelers. This was the first implementation of that rule where you have to score a touchdown to win. Otherwise, if you kick a field goal, the other team still gets the ball and tries to equal that feat. And Liverpool scored again, so I'm a happy guy.
Watching, I don't know if it was this game or a previous one, watching Ed Hockley try to explain those rules was one of the most beautiful instances of slam poetry I've ever seen by a white guy.
Hey, I just liked watching Ed Hockley's because of his guns, man. That dude worked out.
Bonus, yeah.
Did it? Did all the players after you got done just start snapping their fingers? Number two, numbers often found on Tebow's eye black. What three digits in the game above made up Tebow's passing yards that game and his yards per completion and the game's Nielsen ratings with the decimal moved to the left?
I mean, doesn't he have 316 under his eyes?
316 is correct for 10 points.
Yep. Yay, points.
Hey, got one.
All of these 316s caught the media's attention as Tebow was very fond of writing John 316 on his eye black. And in 2010, the NCAA squashed that with the Tebow rule, which banned text on iBlack because it was apparently a rampant problem. He said, sarcasm noted. Number three. While Tebow most memorably played in Denver, he started two games during the 2012 NFL season for what team, whereafter he would only play on practice squads for the rest of his career?
I'll challenge.
Scott, you've been challenged.
The Jets?
The Jets is correct for 15 points. Well done. Yeah, the media tried to hype up a quarterback controversy between him and Mark Sanchez.
Good old Mark Sanchez.
Number four, speaking of, name either of those two teams that hired Tebow for off-season or practice squad play.
Was it the Bills?
The Bills is incorrect. Scott?
The only thing I can think of is Cowboys.
That's also incorrect. In 2013, he was signed on with the Patriots, and in 2015, he was signed on with the Eagles.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that Tom Brady controversy with him and who was going to start.
Oh, yeah. Number five. After football didn't pan out, Tebow signed a minor league contract with which Major League Baseball team in 2016?
It was the Yankees, was it not?
It was not the Yankees. Scott?
I will take that, his semi-guess, and go with the Mets.
It was the Mets. In his most recent 2019 season, Tebow batted a whopping 163.
I had no idea.
That takes us to the first intermission question. It's a four-part question worth 5 points apiece. I'm going to give you an event in the Olympics, and you'll need to tell me the country that has won the most medals in that event. Number one, swimming. Number two, speed skating. Number three, taekwondo. And number four, the biathlon. And while these guys think of those Olympic sports, here is a, well, honestly, it's only a bronze medal winning promo.
If you enjoy the Sports Trivia Face-Off, please consider contributing on Patreon at patreon.com/sportstriviafaceoff. And if you're already a contributor, thanks.
We are back with the answers to this Olympic question. Let's start with Rob. Swimming. What country has won the most events and most medals in swimming?
I went with the USA.
And Scott?
I really struggled with that. I know with all the stuff with Phelps and all that kind of stuff, but I went with my first instinct and went Australia.
With 553 medals, the United States.
Woo!
Points.
Scott, to you, speed skating.
I had no idea, so I just put France.
And Rob?
I put South Korea.
And the answer is the Netherlands with 121. Ooh.
I would have guessed South Korea as well because I feel like they've been dominant in that lately. So I get it. I remember a lot of orange onesies going real fast.
So. Number three to Rob, taekwondo.
I also put South Korea.
And Scott?
South Korea.
South Korea is correct with 19. And Scott, number four, the biathlon.
I put Norway.
And Rob?
I put Finland.
And the answer is Germany with 52. After the first intermission, Scott has 35, Rob has 20, and we turn it over to the best co-host in the world, Aaron.
Hello. Ryan has put me in a position where he wants me to sing these titles, and I don't want to. That
was Brent who rearranged the questions so they weren't in the first period.
Oh, well then, double you. I'm definitely not doing it. You're so proud of yourself, aren't you? All right. Category,
yes, I am.
Category one, strawberry wine. Category two, wide open spaces. Category three, goodbye horses.
Let's go with the horse round thing.
All right. The goodbye horses, five questions about horsey teams sucking. Number one. So the Broncos haven't had a good season, but things started to look up after Drew Locke stepped in at quarterback. What SEC school did Locke play for from 2015 to 2018?
Auburn?
Auburn is incorrect. Scotty?
Kentucky.
Kentucky. You sound so sad. No, it's also wrong, but don't be too sad. It's just a podcast. No, the answer is Missouri. Locke was first team all SEC in 2017 after being FBS passing touchdowns leader that year. So now you know. Number two, back to Rob. Zippy Chippy might be the worst racehorse of all time, participating in 100 races and never winning. This is surprising, seeing as Zippy Chippy's pedigree includes what horse who was dominant in the 1910s and 1920s?
I have no idea. Challenge?
All right. Scott, you've been challenged.
I'm going to take a wild stab. I don't know my triple crown, but I think an old horse from that time was Manowar.
Manowar is correct for 15 points.
Wow.
Okay.
I can't even be mad about that.
For you, Rob. Man,
yeah. Yeah, with the total guess.
Yeah, nice job. Number three, the Indianapolis Colts don't often suck, but they sure did in 2011. They finished at a league worst 2-14 alongside what NFC West squad?
Is it the Raiders?
It is not the Raiders.
Are they?
Scotty?
the Chargers.
Yeah, it is the St. Louis Rams. The Rams went 0-6 in their division, while the Colts' two wins were at least against division rivals. So no
Which
points there.
Which helps Dan Kroenke's plan of making the Rams suck as big as possible so he could move them back to L.A.
Yes, nailed it. So no points there, just like the Rams. Question number four. Softball. After their death penalty, the SMU Mustangs had one winning season from 1987 to 2007. What Mustang alum and former Packers player and coach was brought in shortly thereafter to help rebuild the team?
Yeah, I have no idea. Challenge?
You only get two.
Can I do that? Yeah. I only get two.
Yep.
Good thought.
All right. So he's going to punt. Scott, what do you think?
Well, a lot of my knowledge comes from just absorbing things from sports movies. And in the movie Rudy, there were two coaches who coached at Notre Dame who was also a Packers coach. And I have no idea if this is right, but I'm going to go with Dan Devine.
Dan Devine is incorrect. The answer we're looking for is Forrest Gregg.
Yeah, was never going to get that.
All right. And number five, rounding out the category. What NBA team with a losing record all time has a name that does not refer to rogue humans, but instead to unbranded horses and cattle that were more likely than not feral?
Pacers?
Pacers is incorrect. Scott?
Oh, yeah. Mavericks.
Mm-hmm. Mavericks is correct.
Oh, duh.
Yeah. So this is just a fun little bit of non-sports trivia. The name Maverick is actually the name of a rancher who didn't brand his cattle, and because he kind of bucked the trend, so to speak, which is another horsey metaphor. Yeah, I wish
also,
I'd have that on
also purpose. The greatest fighter pilot of all time.
Also that.
And a great sheriff.
But yeah, it just became Maverick just became synonymous with anyone who doesn't do what you're supposed to do, like a renegade, because this guy was just too damn lazy to brand his cattle and horses, which I think is interesting. Okay. Anyway.
I like that story. That's good.
Thank you. Aaron's fun fact trivia minute. Scott, we are back to you. We've got strawberry wine or wide open spaces.
I think the first one's about Daryl Strawberry, so I'm going to stay away from that one. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to go with, I don't really like wide open spaces either.
I've got bad news for you. Those are your options.
I'm going to go with wide open spaces.
All right. These are five questions about Dixie Chicks or female athletes in the Southern United States.
Okay.
Number one, from 1996 to 1998, the Tennessee Lady Volunteers won the NCAA Division I Women's Basketball Championship 3 years in a row. In each of these years, they beat other teams from the South. Name any of the three schools they beat during this streak.
Alabama.
Alabama is not one of them. Rob?
Georgia.
Georgia is correct for a 5-point rebound. The others were Louisiana Tech and Old Dominion University, right here in Virginia.
Oh, hey.
Number two. Yeah, I know where that is. Number two. In 2011 and 2013, the Minnesota Lynx won the WNBA Finals over what team from Georgia?
The Atlanta Stars.
Atlanta Stars is incorrect. Rob?
The Atlanta Southerners?
Nope. Atlanta's WNBA team is the Atlanta Dream. Atlanta Dream. I did, for my halftime last week, I told people to name the nine professional sport in the big four leagues that don't have an S at the end of their name in honor of the Maybe Kraken, which might be coming to Seattle, perhaps. And one team wrote like eight and then wrote like every WNBA team. And I said, that's true. All right, number three. The North Carolina Courage are the current defending champions of what sports league?
Professional field hockey.
Is incorrect. Rob?
Is there... Ooh. Is there a women's baseball league? Softball league? Is it softball?
No. It is, is there a professional softball league? I don't know.
There should be.
There should be. There probably isn't. It is the National Women's Soccer League, the NWSL.
Oh. Yeah, right? And European sports don't count.
Jesus, please don't yell at us. He does not speak for us. Don't give me your email address. All right, number four. In 2012, the women from what university defeated Oklahoma to win the Women's College World Series? This occurred the same year their football team won the BCS championship.
I will challenge.
Ooh, Rob, do you know the answer to that question?
Is it Northwestern?
It is not Northwestern. Scott keeps his 10 points. The answer was Alabama. They lost the first game to the Sooners, but won games 2-3, 8-6, and 5-4.
There is such a thing as National Pro Fast Pitch. The teams are the Cleveland Comets, Chicago Bandits, Canadian Wild, California Commotion, and then these two make me wonder, the Beijing Eagles and the Aussie Peppers. That would be a hell of a road trip.
Yeah, yikes. Number five. What Southern University, led by former WNBA superstar Dawn Staley, won the 2017 NCAA Division I Women's Basketball Tournament over their fellow Southerners, the Bulldogs of Mississippi State? And this is to Scott.
Tulane.
Tulane is incorrect. Rob?
Auburn.
Auburn is also incorrect. It was South Carolina.
It's going to be Auburn one of these times.
Okay. Lucky Auburn. This is the same year the men's team made a surprise run to the Final Four as well. Second intermission. Your question is as follows. Name the six teams that finished at the tops of their divisions at the end of the 2019 Major League Baseball regular season. I am going to finish this coffee. They're going to name six baseball teams, and you are going to listen to whatever Brent plugs in here.
Please support the STFO so that Aaron can afford more alcohol and we can have
there
even more entertaining promos.
Yeah. High-end tequila is not cheap. This girl's not drinking rot gut. We are back with some baseball teams. Scott, what baseball teams did you write down?
I have the Cardinals, Yankees, Dodgers, Giants, Brewers, and Nationals.
Okay. And Rob, what baseball teams did you write down?
So I've got three that I'm pretty sure about, and then I guessed on three. So cool. I've got Nats, Yankees, Astros, the Cardinals, the Mets, and the Pirates.
Okay. Your correct answers are the Yankees, the Twins, the Astros.
Cheaters.
Yeah. The Cardinals, the Dodgers, and the Atlanta Braves. Who, like, despite their farm team having been here for most of my childhood, I keep forgetting our baseball team. So that's me. I'm an idiot. Going into the third period, scores are whatever. Rob has 40, Scotty has 80. It is still anyone's game. And Brent's going to ask you some questions now.
Rob, we are to you. You have to choose between these wonderful categories. Clef Corn, the Glass Manager-y, or nepotism.
We actually saw the Glass Menagerie last weekend.
What was the first one?
Clef Corn.
Sure. Why not?
Okay. A man of conviction. I like that. These are five questions about Iowa sports.
Oh, well.
Number one. On August 13th of this year, two teams are slated to play a game at the Field of Dreams in Dyersville, Dubuque County, Iowa. Name either of the two American League squads set to play there.
The Cornhuskers?
That is incorrect. Scott?
The Twins.
Nope, the answer is it's going to be the Chicago White Sox versus the New York Yankees. Number two, though he never had a successful pro career, Hawkeyes quarterback Brad Banks was the runner-up for the Heisman Trophy in 2002 behind what fellow quarterback?
I'm going to punt. I have no idea.
All righty, the quarterback punts. Scott?
Aaron Rodgers.
No, we were looking for Carson Palmer. This is one of our harder games, Aaron.
Yeah, I haven't known anything.
Yeah. Number three, in the 2001 NCAA Men's Tournament, what 15 seed from Virginia upset the Iowa State Cyclones in the first round?
Is it UVA?
It is not UVA. Scott?
Old Dominion.
It is not Old Dominion. It is Hampton.
Which, like, I know I must have heard of it at some point, but I would not have named that as a Virginia college.
I am so bad at those, like those name colleges and where they are in mm-hmm. states. Like, I would have no idea where Hampton was. I've heard of Hampton, mm-hmm. but I would have no idea where it was.
It's a place. I assume it's in Hampton Roads, but I don't actually have any idea because I think Brian made it up.
Yeah, he does that a lot. Kind of like Dyersville. Number three. In the 2000, already did that question. Number four. Known for his fastball, Iowa-born pitcher Bob Feller earned the nickname The What from Van Meter.
The Speedster?
Speedster's incorrect. Scott?
The Heater?
He is the Heater from Van Meter. Scott gets 5 points.
Sports, no. Wordplay, yes.
Yes. And number five, born in Orange City, Iowa. Are there oranges in Iowa? Never mind. Born in Orange City, Iowa, what Jayhawk and longtime Thunder player became the first person to have his jersey number retired in Oklahoma City?
Our friend Dom would be very disappointed in me, but I'm going to punt.
Yeah.
Scott?
Gary Payton. I have no idea.
No, the answer is Nick Collison.
Oh, yeah.
Who, when I first looked at it, the name looked like Nick Collision.
I thought that's what it was, too.
Which would be a great NASCAR name. Scott, we are to you. You have to choose between the glass managery or nepotism.
Nepotism.
Nepotism. He's avoiding the glass managery like the plague. Nepotism. Yeah. 5 questions about athletic children of famous people.
Sweet.
Number one, Sierra Canyon High School is currently home to a pair of teammates, Bronny and Zaire, that are the sons of famous championship-winning teammates. Please name both Bronny and Zaire's famous fathers.
I'm not going to say the first in case I can't get the second, but it's pretty obvious. I'm going to say LeBron James, and I can't name anybody else who's on the Lakers right now. That other guy. Anthony Davis. I think he's only like 24 though, so.
That is incorrect. Rob?
Is it LeBron and Dwayne?
It is Wade. LeBron James and Dwayne Wade. Yeah. For a 5-point rebound.
Yay, points.
Wait, was it a Heat question? Or is Dwayne Wade on the Lakers now?
He just said championship winning teammates.
Number two, before leaving to pursue other passions in life, Cordell Brodus, a.k.a. Snoop Dogg Jr., signed a letter of intent to play football with what Pac-12 school in 2015?
UCLA.
UCLA is correct for 10 points. Number three, what 7'2" child of a 7'7" man was taken in the second round of the NBA draft last year by the Heat, but was traded to the Nuggets shortly thereafter?
Bull.
Bull is correct. Bull is the actual answer. 10 points. Well done. Number four, despite a record-setting performance, who came in second to Pete Alonso at the most recent home run derby?
I have no idea. Punt.
Rob?
Yeah, I have no idea either. I don't know. Stan?
No, the answer is Vladimir Guerrero Jr. And number five, as there is no flavor text for this category either, from 1999 to 2007, who went 24-0-0 with 21 knockouts, winning their final bout against Guyana's Gwendolyn O'Neal in the first round?
Oh, Foreman.
Foreman is incorrect. Rob?
I don't watch boxing. Is it Tyson?
It's Ali. That's
incorrect. It's Leila Ali.
Dang it.
Oh. Yeah, that would make sense, huh?
At the end of the third period, Scott has 105, Rob has 45. That takes us to the shootout, and here's how it works. In the shootout, both players take a shot at being the closest to the correct answer of 3 questions. If either player is closer on more questions than the other, they get 20 points. If a player is closer on all 3 questions, they get 50 points. If a player is within 10% of the correct answer on all 3 questions, they are awarded an extra 100-point hat trick bonus.
All right, here come the questions. Number one, the total number of goals scored in a 2007 Premier League match between Portsmouth and Reading. It is a league record. Number two, the number of times Rashid Wallace was ejected from an NBA game. It is a record. And number three, in dollars, the amount of Adley Rutschman's MLB draft signing bonus with the Orioles in 2019. It is also a record. And while they come up with all of these record-setting numbers, here is a promo that has probably not set any records at all.
You know what we really need money for that makes this whole podcast work, Aaron?
What?
Xanax and Mountain Dew.
Mm-hmm. And coffee.
The dynamic duo.
Two great tastes that taste great together.
We're back with some numbers. Question number one, total number of goals scored in the 27 Premier League match between Portsmouth and Reading, a league record. Scotty, what did you say?
I follow Premier League very closely. Not at all, actually. I just figured someone won 12 to 11, so 23.
Okay. And Rob, what did you say?
So I know European football, they don't score a lot of points. So I put 14 because I figured 7 and 7 would be a lot.
7 and 7 would be a lot. The answer was 11. So Rob was off by 3. Scott was off by 12. Number two. Number of times Rashid Wallace was ejected from an NBA game. Scott.
I said 46.
I love that answer. Rob.
I put 10.
All right. And the correct answer here was 29. So you guys are both almost off by the same amount. Rob was off by 19. Scott was only off by 17. So it comes down to number three. In dollars, Adley Rutschman's record-breaking MLB draft signing bonus with the Orioles. Rob, what'd you say?
$10 million.
And Scott?
$20 million.
The correct answer was $8,100,000. So y'all were... the numbers look the same, but they're orders of magnitude off. Scott was off by $11,900,000. Rob was off by $1,900,000. That means Rob won two of the shootouts. He picks up 20 points for the shootout. Final scores, Rob 65, Scotty 105. It's a good game, guys. Categories kind of bit you there, but yeah, I hope we all had fun.
The harder games that we've had in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for that, Aaron.
Guys, well done. Thank you both for joining. Rob, thank you for joining on a moment's notice. We really appreciate it because without you, we would have no episode and there would be a horrible blank spot in our episode list. Rob, is there anything you'd like to say in closing?
No.
Cool. All righty then. And Scott.
Thank you guys for having me back. And watch out, League. Victor Oladipo's back, so watch out for the Pacers.
All righty. So for Rob and Scott and Aaron, my name is Brent. We will see you next time you download.
This has been the Sports Trivia Face-Off. Thank you very much for listening. The Sports Trivia Face-Off is hosted by Brent Bollmeyer and Aaron Barkley. Questions are written by Ryan Clefcorn Myers, and the Sports Trivia Face-Off is recorded, edited, and produced by Brent Bollmeyer.
That was a raging... Aaron, what the heck is that?
It's a back massager thing. I was sitting on it, so I figured I might as well use it.
I hadn't looked at the screen in a while, and all of a sudden I saw this thing. I'm like, what the hell?
Oh, that, yeah, it's... Yikes. Mm-hmm.
It looks inappropriate.
It's not. It's got like a little nubby. You can dig it into your shoulder and you get
yeah,
a lot of leverage.
I see that now. And you may want to jot these down. Rob, I can't see you, so I don't know if you have a pen ready or not.
I have a pen ready. Yeah.
I heard it clear.
Oh, boo.
Yep.
Boo.
Ooh, you have a twist pen. Good man, you.
Dude, I could be there in like a minute and a half, so I said just putting the pen down. It's time for the second intermission. Here is your second period. Jesus. Second intermission.
It's not like we're doing another one after this, so it's
fine.
Okay.
It's gonna be fine.